Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 12th week after the Sunday of Trinity. Sunday, our scripture reading comes from Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and who had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hands on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his finger into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue, and looked up to heaven. He sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Our scripture lesson comes from Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How are men to call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? The external history of this gospel, or the example it sets before us, is good in itself. For here we see how many adopted the pressing need of this poor man as their own need and brought him to Jesus that he should help him. In this action here is set forth an example of both faith and love. It is an example of faith. They had heard that the Lord is good and merciful and helped all who came to him. The word portraying God's goodness to us must be heard beforehand and reach our hearts so that we cling to it in faith. Christ's words must have taught these people these basic facts about God. Otherwise, in the absence of that word, faith and works are also absent. Although the actual details are not recorded here, we must infer from what actually took place that before these people brought this man to Jesus, they must have heard the good news, the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, by which they were brought to faith. For the gospel, in its real essence, is good news, a good report, not written on paper, but promulgated and made known in the world in the living voice. Accordingly, they had no doubt that Christ is good, friendly, and beneficial, helping everyone. This was the beginning of their faith. So you must take a firm grip of the gospel. You will always find that the good news must first go out and bring us to God. God must lay the first stone, or otherwise, all is lost. Secondly, they adhered to this good news. They came to Jesus and expected to obtain from him what they had heard about him. Let us pray. The gospel, which you have made known to us, O God, is a message of good news. May this message ever draw us closer and nearer to our Savior and keep us with him. In his name we ask it and for his sake. Amen. Purchase the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man and find other resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. You are invited to our Fall Spotlight Conference with Megan Allman of Life Training Institute, October 9th and 10th. There you will learn to defend the pro-life view persuasively and graciously as we prepare to navigate a post-Roe world. Registration and live stream information are available at flbc.edu/spotlight.